Hello and welcome to the Build Family Connection podcast. This is Michelle Cox. Thank you for joining me today. We are celebrating 2 years and our 200th episode of the Build Family Connection podcast, and I am so grateful that you are here with me. This place has become something really magnificent, and I just want to say thank you for being here and thank you for being a part of building families and strengthening relationships in our families, and for the hard work that you do, most of which, let's be honest, really goes unnoticed. And so with that in mind, I want to celebrate with you for the next 2 weeks. And I want to give back to you and thank you and really recognize what a wonderful community we have built here. And so if you will head to the show notes after, you will find the details of how you can participate in our giveaway and how you can get on our newsletter list so that you are entered in the grand prize, which is spaces in our next section of From Conflict to Connection. So go to the show notes or follow me over on Instagram at Build Family Connection for all of the details. In honor of all things number two, we have about 200 days left in the year. Now, don't go do the math. I already did it. It's not exactly 200 days. It's just roughly 200 days left in the year. And I think this gives us a fantastic chance to pause and consider where we are, and maybe even reflect back to the beginning of the year and to some of the resolutions or goals or intentions that you set. Now, if you've been around here for a while, you may know already that I am not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. I am a big fan of progress and goals and looking forward. However, for whatever reason, maybe it's just my inner little five-year-old, but I get kind of feisty around the new year when a calendar change says, hey, you have to become a new person. And that just doesn't work for me. But what I do love is looking to who I can become and who we as a family can become. And with that in mind, I want to share a story. Probably about 8 years ago, I was in a pretty rough place personally where I was running pretty high on anxiety and overwhelm, and the weight of our family was exceptionally heavy. I remember one Sunday in particular, I was really frustrated, and I had sat through our Sunday services, and ordinarily after our main Sunday gathering, we go to a Sunday school class, and that day, I just didn't have the strength, and at the end of our main service, I was sitting in the pew with my husband, and I said, I am so tired. I just can't do all of the things that are being asked of me, and we walked out of that meeting with me in tears, and I got to the car and broke down even further into tears and just sobbed and sobbed. But something beautiful happened on that Sunday afternoon, because as we were sitting in the car talking, there was a shift, and I said, you know, I can't get it right. I can't get everything right. And my brain at this point was just on hyperdrive with everything I was not doing. And I was blind to all of the amazing things I was doing. I said to my husband, I can't do it all, but I can head in the right direction. And that tiny mental shift has become a really powerful point of reference for me. When I get frustrated, when I get overwhelmed, when I get weighed down or feel stuck, I ask the question, am I facing the direction I want to go? Or am I moving in the direction I want to be headed? And oftentimes, almost always, that answer is yes. And if that's a no, then the most simple shift will allow me to slightly turn and be facing in the direction that I want to go. And so I want to ask you that question today. Would you create a little bit of space for you and really consider where your family is at right now? Maybe ask yourself, where do I want to be facing? What direction do I want to be traveling for the rest of this year? You might choose a phrase as a reminder. You might choose a single word. Simply create an invitation for you to consider, am I facing in the direction I want to be traveling? Am I looking towards where I want to go? And if not, what small shifts can I make to face that way and to move in that direction? And then as you make decisions and you make choices with your family over the course of the next 200 days, I can promise you with great confidence that even though you will still face difficulty, you will have frustration, and at times you will feel stuck and you will feel like you're not moving, I can promise you that you will have moved. You will progress, you will have moved forward, and you will be making strides that without that intentional effort would have been missed or left by the side. So ask the question today, am I facing the direction I want to be going? And if not, what small adjustment can I commit to for the rest of this year, the next 200 days, so that my family can move and travel in a way that I feel confident? I don't have to get it right. I don't have to do it perfect. We just need to be facing and moving in the direction we want to go. Thank you so much for being here with me for this 200th episode. I would love to hear what you are committed to. So if you will head on over to Instagram or grab my email from the show notes and send me a note, let me know what you personally are committing to for the next 200 days for your family. Think simple, think small. Small things will bring great movement in your family. Thank you so much for being here. Have a great day, and we will see you next time.